Bart Cop. The audience is listening.
Just shut up and sing the song, pal.
Come on, Etto!
And this one goes under the department, why does it always have to be our side? Why do the liberals always have to be so fair? Oh, we got to do this because it's not fair if we don't. Well, the latest one now is this Ramsey Clark, who is an idiot by pretty much any way you want to measure it. He loves Saddam. You're just not going to believe this guy. Remember, I first became aware of Ramsey Clark. I wasn't too political in the 60s. I was, in my teen years, and I had shit on my mind, like Cheney had other things to do, had other priorities. But in 1980, when those hand jobs in Iran grabbed our embassy, Ramsey Clark, he's over there to help them. Hey, asshole, why don't you think about being an American once? You know, why don't you just settle back a little bit and ease up on helping the enemy? So we got Ramsey Clark, he's over there helping Saddam right now. Former Attorney General Ramsey Clark's decision to help Saddam Hussein's defense team marks the latest in a string of controversial causes he has joined. Every time these big cases come up, Ramsey Clark is on their side, said Sean Murphy, professor of international law, George Washington University, Washington, D.C. At some point, that diminishes the significance of having a former U.S. Attorney General on the case. Well, yeah, if you got a former Attorney General on your case and you're a murdering, genocidal bastard, it's Ramsey Clark. Now, Ramsey, nobody says Saddam shouldn't have a fair trial. But you know what? He's not going to get a fair trial. The people who are judging him are the people he tortured and murdered. So, yeah, I kind of think he's going to lose this one. But you run over there in a spot like Paula Jones. Look at me. Look at me. Me, me, me. It's all about me, me, me. Ramsey Clark, perfect. And look what you're doing to the Democrats. People like Rush and Hannity and those sons of bitches. Oh, here we go. Another liberal. Another I hate America. I love Saddam liberal. You know how these Democrats are. Another Democrat who hates America. Another Democrat who wants our soldiers to die. Another Democrat who wants to help the genocidal sons of bitches murder the innocent people. Another Democrat. Another liberal. Another liberal Democrat. Ramsey Clark. Just like Cindy Sheehan. Just like Hillary Clinton. Just like Barkow. Just like all those people. You know, thanks, Ramsey. We really appreciate you sticking up for us this way, you son of a... Among others, he has defended Slobodan Milosevic, the former Yugoslavian president on trial in The Hague for alleged war crimes in Bosnia, Croatia, and Kosovo. Palestinian Liberation Organization leader sued by the family of elderly tourist shot and thrown off a ship by the Palestinian terrorists. That would be Abu Nidal and Mr. Klinghoffer. Probably. That's the only PLO people I know that threw a Jew off of a ship. He's also helped out Elizafan. Oh, God. N-T-A-K-I-R-U-T-I-M-A. We'll call him Nostradamus. Elizafan Nostradamus, leader of the Rwandan genocide. Well, perfect. Just because he's over there with machetes chopping up hundreds of thousands of innocent black people. Well, yeah, Ramsey, get over here and help the guy. Jesus Christ, how old are you? How much longer you got to go with us? Clark is 77, so we're in Ramsey. You're not going to be hurting us for too many more decades, but you know, could you retire? Am I asking too much? I'm not asking you to kill yourself. I'm not asking you to run a sword through your stomach. Just quit it. You know, it's that easy. Just quit it. Can you just quit it, Ramsey? You're screwing every Democrat in the country when you do this, you idiot. And of course, USA Today, they're going to, every day that Saddam's on trial, and this trial's going to go to the year 2040. Every day, Ramsey Clark's going to have a big, giant section of USA Today where they're going to celebrate another liberal Democrat helping another genocidal, murdering bastard. But we have to, because we have to be fair. Because we're Democrats, we have to be fair. Because it's all about being fair. Because it isn't fair not to be fair. We have to be fair. Because they cheat. And if we cheat to break even with the cheats, well, that makes us just like them, and we can't have that. So we're going to play fair. See, when you're a Republican, if you get 4 yards, you get a first down. But we don't want to play that way. We want to get the full 10 yards to be fair. So every time they get 4 yards, they get a first down. When we get 6 yards, we got to give them the ball back because it's not fair. What is wrong with liberals? What is wrong with the Democratic Party? They don't mind shooting themselves because that's the only thing that's fair. What would life be if things weren't fair? We got to be fair.
I'm new wave, but I'm old school, and my inner child is outward bound. I'm a hot-wired, heat-seeking, warm-hearted, cool customer, voice-activated and biodegradable. I interface with my database is in cyberspace, so I'm interactive, I'm hyperactive, and from time to time, I'm radioactive. Behind the eight ball, ahead of the curve, riding the wave, dodging the bullet, pushing the envelope. I'm on point, on task, on message, and off drugs. I got no need for coke and speed. I got no urge to binge and purge. I'm in the moment, on the edge, over the top, but under the radar. A high-concept, low-profile, medium-range ballistic missionary. A streetwise smart bomb. A Top Gun bottom feeder. I wear power ties, I tell power lies, I take power naps, I run victory laps. I'm a totally ongoing Bigfoot slam dunk rainmaker with a proactive outreach. A raging workaholic. A working rager. Out of rehab and in denial.
Headline, USA Today, greatest paper in my hand at the moment. Demonstration near Bush Ranch wraps up. Dozens of war protesters, I wish they'd give a better number than that. This guy didn't have time to count. When he said dozens, was there 25? Was there 200? It would be nice to have a number. Dozens of war protesters packed up their tents and Dozens of war protesters packed up their tents and left their campsite in a field near Bush's fake ranch in Crawford, Texas Sunday, vowing to return at Easter for a third vigil if U.S. troops are still in Iraq. I think you can count on troops still being in Iraq in April. The week-long protest, which coincided with Bush's Thanksgiving stay at his fake ranch, drew about 200 people. Ah, we got a number. Thank you. Why do you call that dozens? I call 200 people hundreds. Because isn't the definition 100 people is 100 people? If you got 100 people and another 100 people, that's hundreds of people. I think that's what we call math. Drew about 200 people. It was a continuation of the August demonstration led by Cindy Sheehan, whose son died in Iraq last year. She and other protesters credit the summer vigil, which they say attracted 12,000 people over 26 days, with shifting American sentiment about the war. Don't think anyone can deny that. They said they returned to keep pressure on Bush and to end the war, although they knew turnout would be lower over the holidays. A few Bush supporters gathered again Sunday in the Crawford Coffee Station parking lot, where a store marquee read, "You are home. You are home. We support you." Well, if you're in Iraq, you're not home. You're in Iraq. And if you're home, yeah, if you're in Crawford, you see the sign that says, "You are home. We support you." That doesn't make a damn bit of sense. But their Bush supporters, what are you going to do? Happy Thanksgiving. It said, one Bush supporter had signed, "Score, Cindy 3, USA 403. Now, see, this gets back to that deal with Martha with his practicable. What is wrong with our... See, this is why anybody running a campaign, they need to run shit through me. Because I'll say, hey, what does practicable mean? If I have to go to the dictionary, I'm not a smart guy, but if I have to go to the dictionary and look up the meaning of a word, that means it ought not to be in your slogan. It ought not to be your reason to stop the war. If you say this, we got to bring the troops home as soon as it's practicable, and if I got to go look for a dictionary, you're going to lose that argument. No matter how smart you are, no matter how right you are, if you can't put words that the common man can understand in your damn argument, you're going to lose. Because the monkey, all he's got is small words and short sentences. People are going to get what he's saying quicker. Referring to the recent vote on a non-binding resolution. But you know what they haven't mentioned here? These sons of bitches. USA Today will do anything to help Bush. But they made, where Cindy Sheehan was, they made that illegal. And the bastards are going to say, oh, this is for their safety. Oh, this is for global warming. You know, they're going to come up with a reason why they're not allowed to be where they were. They just arbitrarily made it illegal. If you stand on the corner and say, we should have peace, they make that corner illegal to stand on with a sign. Well, how many times has Bush and Cheney and everybody said, Rummy, well, Condi Rice, they say, oh, debate is good. Healthy debate is always good. No, that's not what you say, because when someone disagrees with you, you shut them out. That's what a fascist does. That's why we think Bush is a Nazi, because the only way he can win is by force. They can't win on the weight of their argument. All they can do is shut you down. They can unplug your microphone. They can turn the electricity off in your studio. They can take an axe to your printing press. They'll do something to stop you, but because they can't beat you with an idea. They can rig the voting machine. They can call your supporters on the day of the election and tell them they switched the polling place to somewhere else. They can give all the bad voting machines that are likely to break, put them in the poor part of town where the Negroes are, where the Democrats are going to be, and all the super efficient, every vote counted machines, they're all going in the rich part of town where the billionaires want their tax cut. And the Democrats put up with it because it's fair. They just want to be fair. It wouldn't be fair to have the bad machines in the rich part of town because they have so much more money. Oh, Democrats, what is wrong with you?
Unfortunately, we have to start the show on a sad note instead. Some sad news. U.S. Representative from California Randy Duke Cunningham resigned yesterday after pleading guilty to taking $2.4 million in bribes from defense contractors. Here's what he had to say.
The truth is I broke the law, concealed my conduct, and disgraced my office. I know that I will forfeit my freedom, my reputation, my worldly possessions, most importantly, of my friends and family.
I was one of those friends. This is just raw emotion going out of the world. Oh, Duke, Duke, Dukey. Why, Duke? Oh, poor Dukester. Dukester, by the way, was the name of his yacht he received as a bribe. Do we have a picture of that? We do. Had some good times on that yacht. Me and the rest of Duke's defense contractor friends, Mitchum Wade from MZM, Brent Wilkes from ADCS, you know those guys, they were fun. How could any of us have known? Sure, we wondered how a man who earned $160,000 a year could afford a yacht, drive a Rolls Royce, and have a luxury condo in Arlington, Virginia, plus a mansion in Rancho Santa Fe, California. But he's a Republican. Those guys know how to handle money. Bribery, Duke? The man is an American hero, a decorated fighter pilot from the NAM.
Today is Wednesday the 30th, and on today's page, somebody mentioned how Mark Warner, governor of Virginia, would be a really good candidate to run for president in 2008. I got no problem with Warner. I just don't know who he is. There's probably 40 governors I don't know anything about. There's probably 60 senators I don't know anything about. Hell, I could name 100 senators. I'll start saying, if you gave me a list, I could, but there are so many unknowns that may turn out to be something. Who knows? But I was impressed with Mark Warner. He pardoned. No, he didn't. He spared a killer from execution. Virginia's governor on Tuesday spared the life of a convicted killer who would have been the 1,000th person executed in the United States since the Supreme Court allowed the Republicans to murder people starting in 1976. Robin Lovett's death sentence was commuted to life in prison without parole a little more than 24 hours before he was to be injected and killed for stabbing a man with a pair of scissors during a pool hall robbery in 1998. Well, that's pretty quick. 1998 to a death sentence in 2005, 7 years. They're always whining in Oklahoma that it takes so long. Hell, it took 10 years. Hell, it took 12, 15 years. Hell, we want to kill the guy right now. In granting clemency, Governor Mark Warner noted that evidence in the trial had been improperly destroyed by a court clerk, depriving Lovett's defense from subjecting the material to modern DNA testing. The Commonwealth of Virginia must ensure that every time this ultimate sanction is carried out, it is done fairly, Warner said in a statement. Warner, a Democrat, had never granted clemency to a death row inmate during his 4 years in office. During that time, 11 men have been executed in Virginia, which is one of the most active death penalty states, having executed 94 people in the last 30 years. it's so rare to see this, because the way politics is played in this country, you know, honesty is the last thing you're ever going to get. That's why some of you people kill me who just can't stand the thought of Bill Clinton or Hillary. Oh, they're not saints. Oh, my God. You know, they're just so abhorred. Oh, they just are so turned off by the fact that they're not perfect. Well, you know, they're playing a very, very imperfect game. But what I'm getting here with this Warner, by pardoning this guy, you know they're going to call him a fag. You know they're going to call him a big pussy. You know they're going to call him a coddler of criminals. And, you know, he's soft on crime, and he wants to turn all the rapists loose to come get your daughter. You know, it's the same way with marijuana. We can't get anybody to speak the truth about marijuana because, oh, he's the druggie. Oh, he wants all your kids. He wants your babies as hopped up on heroin as possibly as they can possibly get. That's what kind of man Warner is. I mean, that is the kind of shit we have in this country, that nobody can speak the truth. And even if you accept the fact that religiously insane people run this country, what about people who retire? You know, we see more of this in the Republican Party because they're so much more radically crazy. But, you know, you get a guy like Bob Barr or Trent Lott or Phil Graham. You get some of these guys. Once they retire, once they announce their retirement, they say, I will not run again. You know, they start to turn into sometimes decent human beings. And you're thinking, well, you dirty prick, for 30 or 40 years you've been representing our state or our district. And now that you're out of politics, now you start acting like a human. Now you start telling the truth. Where the hell have you been all these years? You know, the idea that we had to impeach Clinton, it had to happen. We got Al-Qaeda stalking us. Remember, they kept telling us about Clinton. He was too busy getting blown to worry about the real threat. Well, if Al-Qaeda was a real threat, why weren't you guys looking at it? Why did you have 700 FBI guys in Arkansas combing trailer parks? Why did you send agents to Japan to pick up that former Miss America to get her to testify? It was so important to go after Clinton. And then, of course, like Henry Hyde, when he retired, he said, well, yeah, that whole impeachment thing was payback for Nixon. I mean, come on, get real. Of course it was. But, you know, we just can't get any kind of honesty in government while the bastards are in office. So, in closing, crowd does the wave. Kudos and high fives for Governor Mark Warner, Virginia. And well, of course, what's the opposite of in his defense? You know, they destroyed the evidence against the guy. So, but would a hard-ass Republican Nazi bastard have done in the same situation? If you can't run a DNA test because your clerk, the state's clerk, threw it out, you think that's kind of a no-brainer. But how often do you get a no-brainer in politics? It's very rare that it happens. But it is nice to see Governor Warner, he may have taken the only road he could have, but you know, if it had been a Republican, he probably would have said, hey, he has found like that shit Bush. Every time they say, why'd you kill this guy? Law of the land. See, that's always been George Bush. Law of the land. He doesn't have to think about it. He remembers law of the land. He's got four words. If he can remember those four words, then he doesn't have to make any decisions. You know, if a retarded black man is going to be put to death, law of the land. He doesn't have to think about it. He didn't read the sentencing reports. He didn't bother with the parole recommendations. Law of the land, and he's done with it. That's how most Republicans are. And there's a reason why, you know, they call a fella a judge. I am not a fan of what they call that, mandatory sentencing guidelines or whatever that's called. Because, you know, there's a difference. We've all heard the stories, some of them in the back issues. There was a guy, black guy. Of course, it's always the black guys. You know, fuck them niggers. They all deserve it. Let's just screw them because they're animals anyway. That's their attitude. But there was a black guy. I remember, too, one guy stole a candy bar. And he got life in prison for a candy bar because it was his third crime. He had two strikes against him, and the idiot stole a candy bar. And someone made the joke, I think it was Texas, and someone made the joke, well, it was a king-size candy bar. You know, that's how respectful of life the Republicans are in Texas. It was a king-size candy bar. So we made it a bigger crime. And then there was another guy in Long Beach, maybe. He stole a pizza. He had two strikes against him. He stole a pizza. And both of these poor bastards are doing life in prison, one for a candy bar, one for a pizza. That's not how you handle a human being. You have a man on the bench. They call him a judge because he's supposed to judge. And maybe we had this rubber band effect because some idiot judges, you know, some guy had been up there for 9 DWIs, and the judge says, well, you promised to be good. Oh, yes, sir. So they let him out, and he kills a family of 6. So the Republicans go, they start screaming how the liberals are soft on crime, which either has been true or was true once or something. And you get these other deals where some guy, 3rd or 4th armed robbery conviction, and they let this guy out after a year or two. See, that's crazy. So maybe if the liberals wouldn't be so crazy, the liberal judges, if they would calm down a little bit on let's give the guy another chance. Because, you know, I can see giving a guy another chance and maybe even a third chance. But, you know, how do you give a guy 6 or 8 chances? It just seems impossible to me that there are people, I don't have any examples off the top of my head, but there are people with 6 or 8 or 10 DWIs and the judge does not put them in prison when they get caught again. That's just crazy. A judge ought to be able to judge. I hope I'm not giving the anti-argument for the mandatory sentencing guidelines, but there just ought to be a way that you can put a 10-time drunk driver in prison, but the guy that stole a candy bar, you know, can't we give him a week in prison because it was a goddamn candy bar? But it is just so hard to get some common sense in politics these days. Maybe if barcup.com got bigger, maybe someday we might have a dent. Maybe we might make a difference someday, but I kind of doubt it.
Walked through a party in a county jail. Prison bells and it began to wail. And the drumming and the drum began to swing. Should have heard the lockdown jailbird sing. Let's rock.
How do you spell badass liberal talk? BCR. Bart Cop Radio.